Perfect.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. So it's the 22nd of December 2021. I'm just gonna ask you a few questions for my thesis on Richard Malone. So I'm just gonna start off with some really simple ones. So first one was, what was your role in Richard Malone's studio or brand?
Okay, so my role was basically standard intern. So any errands that needed to be run, for example, needing to drop stuff out to his agency or bring like garments back from the agency, get trimmings, zips, shoulder pads, anything that we needed for the studio. We were making showpieces as well for the show, and you know, getting fabrics, get in fabric swatches, making like samples, just in special, but yeah. Like a little bit of everything basically.
Perfect, yeah, that's no problem. And then how long were you in the studio for Richard Malone?
Overall?
Yeah, just how long were you there?
So I was there for 3 months, from June to September.
June to September, brilliant. So a more difficult question. How sustainable do you think Richard Malone is? Do you think the brand is quite sustainable, or do you think they could take more like kind of steps in being sustainable, just from what you've seen? If it's so difficult, don't worry.
from what I've seen, I definitely think there could be more. I think his sustainability is a very like surface level sustainability, in the way that he's kind of like, well, I buy all my fabrics like in London locally, so that means I'm not contributing to like a higher carbon footprint, or I'm not getting fabrics in from like this country, or like he gets like dead stock fabrics from wholesalers, which sometimes he doesn't, for production. So I feel like it's a very, he is being sustainable, but from the way he has talked about sustainability, I felt like it was quite surface level.
He does put like some emphasis on, I don't know if you've seen it when you're in the studio, but just from interviews and previous research, he was saying that he goes to India a lot, and he works with weavers over there. I don't know if he said anything to you about that, or
do you know what? I had to do a project on Richard Malone as well when I came back, and I saw that he said that as well, but there was
no
mentioned or said
yeah, no problem. So, that's no problem. Yeah, no, I was just interested. You're good.
Yeah, I thought it was I was like,
wow. I just thought, like, in case, I don't know, during your time he went to India, or like there was some import, you know, like if you're checking like the imported fabrics, that it would have like something that this exactly came from, like, there.
All of the fabrics that we worked in, all of the fabrics that I saw in the studio were from London.
Okay, that's really interesting. And did he like talk to you about like any of the regenerative farms or anything like that, or that's kind of not like emphasized as much, or like in a studio, or
it's not really emphasized as much. He didn't really talk to us about, you know, the how
he, like, the ethos sustainable of the brand.
It was kind of just more like, you know, studio practice, like if you have loads of fabric left, you know, like put it away, like don't throw away like huge scraps of fabric, and not really anything like big on sustainability at all.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all good. Thank you.
Yeah.
The next one as well might be a little bit difficult. Sorry, it's hard to talk about someone's work. I do like understand that. But the next one is,
no, it's okay.
Do you think Malone's work is like references Ireland a lot, or do you think, you know, that's kind of a subject he uses a lot, or was it kind of more just based on the forms and the draping like methods?
I think it's a bit of both. And it's interesting because he, for the collection I was working on, he
mm-hmm.
didn't tell us what it was about. He didn't, like, I don't think he wanted to tell the interns what it was about. Okay. So we had really no idea what it was for, but afterwards I was reading that it was for, I mean, it was based on, you know, his life in Ireland and his heritage and his granny making rosettes or something for competitions. So I think he, and from what I have seen like of his work and read about his work, most of it is about references his home life in Ireland a lot. I just from being like in the studio making it and looking at it, you can't really tell.
Okay. Yeah,
he doesn't really talk about it, and from when I see him working on like the form and draping, it looks like he's doing it from his own head. It looks like he has, you know, this internal process that no one else knows about.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Yeah, so he'd be more secretive kind of with his work.
Yeah. To be honest, I think I remember an intern saying to me that she asked him one time what the collection was about, and he was just kind of like, oh, it's like in my head.
So he'd be quite secretive in this like process. That's perfect.
So quite secretive about his work, but, maybe all designers like
that,
have no idea.
Next question would be, do you think gender plays a role in Malone's designs, or is he quite like inclusive, or is it unisex, or it kind of doesn't, like, he's not working on a specific figure, or he's just kind of, as you said, like, just using technique, draping, and he doesn't have a specific, person he's, like, aiming it towards, or, if anything.
No, I don't think that's really part of his process. I think he drapes and uses the techniques and just works with the garment, because then when it came, because his target market is women. But when it came to like casting and for the show that we had, the clothes were like put on men or put on women, it didn't really matter. For him it didn't matter at all, which is really interesting, because I think with the show he had here, I think he is branching off slightly more into like androgynous or even like unisex, where it used to just be women. Because I don't think in his previous runway shows there has been male models. From what I can remember anyway, I think the show we just did there with the male models was the first time. And when we were making the clothes as well, because we made a lot of the show pieces, there wasn't any specification whether it was for male or female, or like the size. We just made it and whoever it fit basically.
So you'd say it's more as well with fit, it's more like he'd be very size like inclusive and stuff, because it's kind of, it's a lot of stretch fabric, isn't it? It's kind of, so that makes it easier.
Jersey. I'd say, to be honest, like, and there was a few of us saying this, that with his past collections for the runway, the models were a lot more diverse just in age and size. I feel this season that we had here, just there, it was very much young, skinny models.
Okay.
Which is like not really his style, but also for the show he had there, he collaborated with Mulberry.
Yeah.
So maybe that was their say just as much as his, but mm-hmm. that show there, it was very much like not really a diverse shape or body type at all. It was very much, but the clothes we were making were very small, so I kind of suspected it would be like that, tiny garments.
Okay, wow, that's kind of interesting. So he's kind of maybe being influenced more so like to the fashion industry than he like previous was in collections.
I think so, because people were saying that like those models are not the type of models you would usually use. It was an interesting show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but as you said, it could be something to do with Mulberry, because I know they're I mean, their image was a part of the collaboration.
Exactly. They also had some kind of a say in that show.
Yeah, definitely. My next question is, was there any particular collection or garments that you worked on? I know you referenced a few there, so you were working on the previous spring, summer?
It was spring, summer 22.
22, okay.
So the one that was the V&A.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, I have, actually. Ruching. It was Loans gorgeous. It was really nice.
Yeah, that was the one I was working on.
Gorgeous. Very, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, my next question is, sorry, my handwriting is really bad on these.
It's okay.
Would you consider Richard Malone a very hands-on designer, with pattern cutting, or would you say that a lot of his work is, like, outsourced, so, like, maybe, like, outside the studio, or just not himself, as a designer?
So, I think the like initial stages of like coming up with like the concepts and patterns, he is quite hands-on. I will say he works on most of the patterns himself, and he also gets like one other person, her name was Jennifer, she came in to help with patterns like once a week, because she does that like professionally. So he would construct a lot of the patterns and then pass them on to her. And then in terms of construction and sewing and everything,
like
for showpieces, it would mostly be the interns and then also himself. Once the show is done and it goes to like production and like just even like grading and everything, that's all like outsourced. His production is not big at all. He produces maybe 30 pieces for Browns or something, you know, very small production.
Yeah.
So like it's not even like, he doesn't even go to these huge like factories. They're literally tiny studios of these like foreign seamstresses
who
make production for him. So I'd say like mostly like everything before it goes to production, he does, which is interesting.
Yeah, so it's all kept very local. That's quite interesting. Sorry, I'm just making sure I have all my questions there. So we're on to the final question then. And then my final question is, did you partake in any shows or press releases, and how were your experiences? Like, did you get to go to London Fashion Week then, or were you just had to like see from home kind of thing, or
I didn't get to go to like any other shows at London Fashion Week, but we were working like backstage for his show. We were also at all of the like casting and fittings for the show as well, and because it was a collaboration with Mulberry. We were doing all the casting and fittings in Mulberry HQ in London. So we had to like move everything we made, everything we had to Mulberry, to their head office. And then we had to do casting and fittings there. And then once that was all done, we had to move everything to the V&A in London. And then we were working backstage for the show. So we didn't get to see the show, but we were like dressing the models and doing everything backstage for the show, which was really, it was so stressful. I've actually never been in a more stressful situation in my life, but it was also really fun. I'm glad that at least after, you know, it was a really tough internship, at least it paid off.
Yeah, to be there for that experience, definitely.
In that way.
Yeah, definitely. So, I just actually realized I have one more question on my sheet.
That's okay.
And it was about the form and processes. You might have like touched on this earlier a little bit, but I'll ask at the end anyway. It was just, was there any particular process that Malone takes when constructing his forms? So was there any like particular, you know, it wasn't that he would you know, do like a sketch out, or he would just start like kind of playing around with material loosely, or
he very much just goes for it, which is, it was really interesting to see him work, because he doesn't overthink. So he would do like a small sketch and then just kind of like start playing on the form, like on the mannequin with loads of draping, he drapes and ruches everything. So I don't know if you saw those last pre-show pieces in and that recent show, they're really like large and they're kind of like curtain hangers.
Yeah,
he was just playing with like whole like wooden poles and like sticking them on the form and then just like draping fabric over it, and none of us knew what it was supposed to be until it was finished. I think he very much has something in his mind that only he knows what he's working on, and then he just keeps working on it until he feels like it's done. To everyone else, you're just like, what?
So I had no idea
what it was.
Would he use like any other materials besides like his jersey and stuff, like any kind of random, like you're saying, like I don't know, a pole there, like would there be any kind of bits he just pick up and like kind of, I don't know, because they look quite boxy, yeah, some of the shapes, like, so I kind of think, I don't know.
I think a lot,
yeah,
a lot of his like earlier stuff, I know that there's he worked with foam a lot. So there's foam that like holds that shape.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had to use a lot of we had to shoot for the bags he made with Mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
And he like got loads of these foam things that we had to like cover with ruched jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think like wadding, he has loads of wadding foam. I think that's what he mostly uses to hold, to make those big shapes, because all of those garments are quite soft.
Yeah.
They're not hard at all. Yeah. So it's mostly just wadding and foam, and they're all still like in the studio, you know, that doesn't really get thrown away. So yeah. And then with those, show pieces he made there, he just used like loads and loads of like draping material and like rods to hold the whole thing up, and that's basically it. Like it looks a lot more, I feel like his work looks a lot more complicated than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you actually like get there and you feel it and you look at it and you're just like, it's sticks and foam. And you're like, okay. it's really interesting.
I love that. No, because I always had this thing looking at the more sculptural pieces that I taught, they were more structured. Like, I kind of seen them more as, like, you know, you'd create a piece underneath that would be like fabric kind of stitched in, like, you know, like, say, a boxy kind of way or something.
Oh,
more,
yeah.
Like, seams, yeah. You know what I mean? And then it would, like, be draped over. I don't know. So that's quite interesting to hear that they're quite soft. Yeah.
Like, I was fixing one of the, like, previous show pieces. It's, like, the golden, it's a big golden thing. It's,
yeah.
The sculpture. It's literally just fabric over foam, kind of shaped in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, it's incredible to make something that looks so good, that's so simple. Mm-hmm. So, like,
I'm sorry,
like, good for him. Yeah, it's actually, like, most of the stuff that I saw, it actually kind of makes like sense that it's so simple.
Yeah.
Because, like, he doesn't really have a lot of space, he doesn't really have like a lot of money to do extravagant things, so I feel he's just very smart with how he works.
Yeah, and how it, yeah, the appears and stuff like that. And are those, like, pieces heavy? Because any of the sculpture pieces, I always think they look really, like, kind of...
they're not light. Like, I had to carry one to his agency in in central London, which was, like... It's like half an hour on the tube and then a bit of a walk.
Oh my God.
It's not great because it doesn't fit in a bag as well, so if you're carrying it and you can't carry it, like, in a bag, it is heavy, you know. It's not like easy to carry, it's not easy to, like, transport.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I'd say, like, when it's worn, it's not too heavy because of, like, it sits on the body and it, like, carries the weight, your body is carrying the weight. But when you have to carry it like this in, like, a bag, like, just like a plastic bag to keep it protected, it gets so heavy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And just one more question, actually, I thought of there.
Nice.
Was there any other, like would he do many collaborations, or is it kind of he's very selective on who he kind of collabs with?
I feel like he's very selective, and collaborations kind of show, like, I feel like everything he does in a way is curated to help, you know, like, with his image and, like, to get, like, the sponsors and stuff in, because he collaborates a lot with, like different artists, like fine artists and exhibitions. Mm-hmm. While I was there, he was doing a collaboration with other artists on this Eileen Gray exhibition. That's why he was in France, and then he also went to Ireland and he went back to France. So it, like, that was another huge thing he was doing. Mm-hmm. I know he's done collaborations with, like, MoMA and Emma and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And he did something there that was very, it was like Freeze or something,
mm-hmm.
this project, and I think it was like a dance piece. So I feel like his collaborations, like the one he did with Mulberry, was the first kind of, like, fashion, like, kind of typical, like, really, like, a really fashion collaboration, you know, like, make a bag and have a show.
Yeah.
He usually kind of does, like, more, like, exhibition based collaborations, you know, like, more fine art, because he did fine art for a while,
mm-hmm.
Sculpture. So it kind of makes sense. But I'd say now that, like, the doors have opened a little bit, he will be doing more, like
fashion,
collaboration with the fashion world as well.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting you said there about Eileen Gray, because I did have that referenced in, like, my research, because I think his granny was very big into, like, Eileen Gray and stuff, so I don't know, like, the connection there. It's probably why he's involved. Why. Yeah.
Yeah. He was asked to curate that entire exhibition.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, he curated like the exhibition, kind of like in her honor. It's
Oh,
yeah, it's really
wow. I must
interesting.
have a look at
Like
that now,
maybe,
yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
maybe put that into your thesis as
Yeah,
well.
definitely.
Yeah, that he was doing that all summer. So
Yeah.
just before I came, him and another intern were like working on some pieces for the exhibition. So like he contributed some of like his work to the exhibition and so did other artists, and then he like curated or helped curate the space in France, and then they had the exhibition there, and then it was moved to Ireland to I think the National Gallery.
Okay.
And then he was there as well. So yeah, it was
That's
such a crazy time. I
interesting.
don't know how he did everything. I don't know how he did it
Yeah.
all, but he did.
That's mad. Sorry, I'm just writing that down to have a look at
Yeah.
that later, because that's
No
quite
worries.
interesting. Yeah, that's all the questions I have, so I'll just stop the recording now. Thank you so much, Caroline.
Yeah.
Sorry.